whatever we go through with, get the gospel to someone, get them converted, be worth it, wouldn't it? Got your Bibles turned, women. 1 Peter chapter number 5. I'm just going to read a few verses. May skip some. I'm going to read verse 19 of the chapter before. Say, wherefore, it says chapter 4 here, verse 19, then going on to 5. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well doing, as unto a faithful Creator. Notice what he said in verse number 5. Well, look at verse number 1 of this chapter 5. The elders which among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Now what is said in verse number 4. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Look what he said in verse number 10. But the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after that you've suffered a little while, suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Well, a lot of times we'd like to be perfected or being perfected. And we'd like to be established and strengthened and like to be settled, wouldn't we? But he said it's after you suffer a little while. We don't want nothing to do with that. We try to stay away that all we can, don't we? But I'm going to tell you something. Many of the afflictions of the righteous, but he said he delivereth out of them all. As sure as everything, if you live for God, you're going to go through some persecutions. You're going to go through some sufferings and troubles and trials. But God delivers you. And he said he'd walk with us through it all. I probably got a dozen. I won't ever get to all of them this morning, but there's probably a dozen verses of Scripture. I jotted down. It talks about that in glory. But here's what I want to say. In verse number 10, he said, the God of all grace, who have called us unto eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after that he have suffered a while, he said. But it's a God of all grace. Let us pray. Father, we bow to say thank you for another day you've given us. You've been so good to us and blessed us so abundantly. You've given us grace that's sufficient for every need, never trial, never trouble. And God, I want to thank you and praise you for it. And Lord, we thank you now for this word that you let us read this morning. May we apply it to our hearts, and may you speak to us and through us. And may we leave here this morning equipped with the word of God to go out in this world and live and serve you with a hope beyond this life. And the glory that's going to be revealed one day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Sometimes we forget what God's called us. What he's called us unto. Did you know that? A lot of times we don't understand. Don't think about what God's got for us. And what he's called us to. He said the God of all grace. Not a little grace. Not half grace. Not part of his grace. But it's a God of all grace. And I want to tell you something. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like the grace of God. It's we saved by the grace of God. He deals with us by his grace. You better be glad that God's shown grace and mercy toward us. Because without him, without his grace, we'd be lost for eternity and ever. And listen, you know what? The reason we're going to wind up in glory, because he's called us, thank God. Not only that, there's two other things I want to talk about a little bit. And I'll talk about this being called. And you know what it is? It's a simple thing. That way, either he calls us, he's preparing us. In fact, he done some preparing before he ever called us. Amen. He called us. He's going to prepare us. And listen, and he's going to take us there. He said he's bringing us there, thank God. That's the grace all the way. I don't know about you, but I want to thank God for that marvelous, glorious grace of God. Amen. And I thank God for the glory of God. Hallelujah. The Bible said in Romans 6:23, it says, wages of sin is death, and the gift of God's eternal life. Amen. And another verse in Romans 3, you know what it says? It says something about, listen, what we're talking about here. He said, all have sinned and come short. Guess what? The glory of God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yet, God has called us into glory. And we deserved eternal damnation and eternal separation and eternal away from Him. But glory to God, He called us. And you know what I like about it? Of all grace, who's called us, guess what? It's His. It's His eternal glory. It's His. And He's called you to that. Hey, you know what that ought to do to you and me? You and I, you know what it ought to do to us? It ought to excite us to the fact that we'd never get over it. While I was running and listening and sinning and coming short of the glory of God, God in His marvelous grace appeared to me in His wonderful mercy and came to me and He called. Call me by His grace. Glory to God. He called me, listen. It's a call of God. And He called me, listen, not just to be saved, but to forgive me of sins. And He called me to carry me summers. It's His glory. Hallelujah. You know what? It amazes me sometimes. I don't know if you ever think about anything about like this, but it gets to, I get to thinking about it and I get so happy I don't know what to do. Might be sitting there right by myself and I get to thinking about it. Oh, glory to God. You think about His glory. And He's going to listen. It's His glory. Thank God, but He's called us to it. And you know what kind of glory it is? It's an eternal glory. Eternal. It says He called us unto His eternal glory. It will never end. Does that make you happy? I was, a while ago we were singing that song, we get to heaven, we're going to shout and sing. I said, Lord, let us have some of it now. I was thinking about that when I was sitting right over. Let us have some of it now. You know what? I'm afraid a lot of us are going to be out of place when we get there. You said, why, preacher? We ain't going to be used to what's going on there. But my grandma told me she got a glimpse of it. I said, what were they doing, grandma? She said they were dancing and singing. Bright lights and pretty. The glory of God. Aren't you glad God came when you're walking in sin? And got a hold of you and He called you. I'm so glad He didn't leave me alone. I'm so glad He didn't leave me to myself. But He called me by His marvelous grace. Hallelujah. What a wonderful Savior. Oh, the God of all grace. Oh. Listen, He got all for you. He's got all for me. And He don't have any less. Actually gives us grace. We've got an all-sufficient God. And He's called us unto His eternal glory. And guess what it says? By Christ Jesus. Don't ever forget anything that we have or are, or ever will have, or ever will be. It's because of the Lord Jesus. It's all by Him and through Him. Hallelujah. You know what? When God says He accepts me, you know how come He is accepting me? In His Son. I'm accepted in the blood. That's all. And so He called me into His eternal glory. And it's all because and through and by the Lord Jesus Christ. What a Savior. Hey, aren't you glad you've been called? He called us to repentance. He sure did. He led us to repentance. The goodness of God did. The Bible said the goodness of God led us to repentance. And listen, He led us that way. I read another verse talking about He leads us. And He guides us. And then we wind up in glory. Hey, I can't tell you where it is, but it's in there because I read it. Wind up in glory. You know what I'm happy about this morning? Not that only I've been called, amen, to His glory, but He's preparing me. He is preparing me. He sure is. It's all by Jesus Christ. And I'm going to suffer some, and so are you. I want to deal with this, not only preparing us, I mean, He is preparing us. I want to read the verse on that if I can find it over here. Romans 3, I believe it is. Romans 9, 23, excuse me. I'm going to read Romans 9, 23. It says, verse 9, 23 said that He might make known the riches of the glory of His vessels of mercy, which He hath afore prepared unto glory. That's why I said He done some preparing ahead of time. And now He's preparing us now. But He'd already made preparation for us. Glory to God. And you know what we are? Vessels of mercy. Did you know there are vessels of wrath too? You better praise God you're a vessel of mercy. You better praise God that you're a vessel of mercy. But He talks about some as vessels of wrath. But I want to thank God for the preparation He prepared before even the foundation of the world that you and I could be saved. He ordained it, and it was all in Christ. Somebody said, well, the devil caught God by surprise at the garden. No, he didn't. No, sir. He'd already knew what was going to happen. In the heart of God, provision was already provided. But He gave man, listen, to be a free will and a choice. And he failed in the garden. Someone said, boy, if I'd have been there, I wouldn't have done that. Yeah, you would have. We'd have done the same thing Adam done. Yes, we would have, wouldn't we? But thank God we wasn't there, but only in Adam. We failed in Adam. That's why I thank God for the second Adam. He came to buy us back. Give us that eternal life. What a Savior. So He only not only called us, but prepared us. Amen. He sure did. There's another verse I want to read. Glory to God. If I can find it. Get running ahead of myself sometimes. God's good, ain't He? Well, I may not find that. If it did come to me, I know it. But anyway, I want to say God has called us in eternal, His eternal glory. He's prepared us. As vessels of mercy, He's preparing us. He's conforming us into the image of His Son. You ever read that verse where it said, I hadn't seen or heard the things that God prepared for them that love Him? But He's revealed them to us through His Spirit. What a wonderful thing He's got prepared for us. He's preparing us, and He's preparing us that He called. He's preparing us for that eternal glory. That's what He said. Oh, yes, He is. But I want to say, He said that we might be settled, satisfied, sanctified. Thank God one day we'll be glorified. Glory to God. I want to try to share just for a few moments about the fact this is not just only what I'm talking about this morning, not just only for the inner man. Did you know what? It's for the whole manhood. It's for this body too. Amen. You say it is, preacher? Yes. You ever read, I know you have. How many times? Need no telling us how many times. Some of you like me read the 15th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians. You want to read some of it? Hold on. You may get ready to read. What I want to say is, this glory is not only for the spirit of man, and the soul of man, and the inner man, but thank God one day, this body. You know what happened to Jesus? What happened to the disciples up on that mountain of transfiguration? When he was glorified right in their midst, he became his brightness so they hit the ground, fell. Amen. But one day, we'll have a body. And you see this. Well, one place, I mean, I get tired of reading it, but you know what it said? He's coming. He said he's going to change our vile body and fasten it like it is his glorified body. That's what's going to happen. He's going to change this old vile body, fasten it like his glorious body. I used to wonder a wondered in John 2:28 why it said, now little children, he talks about when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. You know, when he comes, listen, we'll be like him. What? We're going to be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. Those in the dead going to get out those graves, and we that are alive be changed and become like him. Glory to God. And so I want to say to you this morning, there's something to get wonderful and glorious about. We're dragging these old bodies about, and they're getting older, getting feebler. Heart's wearing out. But guess what? We're going to have one day where they won't wear out. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, let's read a little of it in 1 Corinthians 15. Hey, glory to God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, let's start reading over here about 37. And that which thou sowest, 1 Corinthians 15:37, that shall be but grain. It may change of wheat or some other grain, but God giveth the body and it pleaseth him. And every seed his own body. Hey, if we're going to have this body, but it's going to be changed. His own body. Somebody said, will we know one another? Well, I believe we will. Through scripture, we can find that. If we're going to get our own body, we're just going to be glorified. Hallelujah. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there's one kind of flesh of the men, flesh of the beasts, of the fish, and other birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial one and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There's the glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars. One star different from another, star in glory. That's amazing, isn't it? I like this. Also is the resurrection of the dead. Sown in corruption is raised in incorruption. This body, listen, goes back to the dust of the earth, and if it's sown, it goes to corruption. But I want to thank God. But it's raised and in corruption. It don't make no difference. That body been laying 1,000 years or just been dead a day. When Jesus comes. Glory to God. If he comes before I go, you know what I'd like to be? I come pretty often. I'd like to be sitting right out yonder on the other end of that graveyard. And you know what? I won't prevent them from getting up.
You know why? They're going to rise first. The dead in Christ.
And body's going to get up. You say, what's going to happen? Well, they're coming back with the Lord. The bodies, that's all there is, the bodies. God's going to take that body and he's going to change it. He's going to take that corruption and make it incorrupt. That's going to be wonderful.
I wonder sometimes if we really believe that.
If you don't, start believing it this morning. Hallelujah. It's true. Glory to God. It's sown in corruption, raised in corruption. Sown in dishonor, and listen to this, and raised in glory. Woo! Raised in glory. There it is, that glorified body. Amen. I like this too. Sown in weakness, raised in power.
I guarantee you don't have the strength if you're my age you used to. I don't. I really don't. But you know what? His old body one day if it gets sown out, or Jesus comes, it'll have all the power it needs. You talking about power.
We weak now at the strongest. But when God raises his body, he said it's sown in weakness and raised in power. And you know what? If you ever been to the place where you're so weak and you got back from it, you realize it's wonderful. If you get to ever been to the place you couldn't get your hand to your mouth and feed your own self, some of you probably been there, I have. That's weakness.
That's weak. But you know what? One of these days, we're going to get a body. We won't ever worry about that no more. You don't ever have to worry. Listen, we won't have to have no doctor, sir. Thank God for them now. God uses them. Give them the knowledge they know. But then we won't need none. Ain't that going to be wonderful?
I won't need no funeral homes. I won't be getting more calls from the funeral director for some family.
It won't be a wonderful day. What a day.
Went to see three people Tuesday night, one in Dothan and two in Panama in the hospital. You know what?
One in Panama's already died, nothing's at the point. But I got to talk to him about the Lord. Thank God one's got better. It was in Dothan. But you know what? We don't have to worry about that no more. None. No more sickness. That next body won't get sick. And glory to God, think about this. Won't get tired.
Did you know I hardly ever known what it was to be tired. I guess it just had a lot of energy.
I felt some of it, you know, the last few years, but a long time ago, I didn't know what it was. But I'm looking for a day when we ever get tired, won't ever get sick, won't ever have any more pain. Thank God won't never have any more saying goodbyes to our loved ones, to our friends. We never have to say that again. Be a wonderful time.
Hey, that's going to be glory in itself. That's going to be glory in itself. What a day. What a day. Glory to God. It's raised in power. Every time I go see Austin, I do at least once a week.
So content to lay there on the bed. Can't even move his arms, hands. The only thing he can move is his fingers a little bit. But I'm going to tell you something. I can't look at him and think. One day, we'll have a new body. One day,
You'll have a new body. And you're talking about sown weak. A lot of people have been sown weak. Been put in a grave weak.
Thank God when he raises them up, it's going to be power there. Hallelujah. No more cripples. No more, listen, no more weak bodies. No one, no hearing no more of the word cancer. Not ever hearing the word, you got heart trouble. It's all over. Sown in weakness, raised in power. What glory. What glory. Thank you, Lord. Sown a natural body. Verse 44, raised a spiritual body. Jesus said, "Walk." He was in that body when he got up, and he walked through that door, closed doors. Hallelujah! Of course, he walked on the water before that. If he don't walk on the water, he could. He created it. Folks, we limit God. We got a little small one. Set up in a little something. We don't worship him, but we better get him out and break him out and let him be God. Not that he's not. He is. But he can do what he wants to. He's God. So I want to say, we're sown. It's sown in dishonor, raised in glory. Read that. Sown in weakness, raised in power. Sown a natural body, raised a spiritual body. He said there's a natural body and there's a spiritual body. First, it said written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. And the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. You see what Adam did to us in the garden. The second Adam came. Thank God, and bought us back. And listen, we got ever things to praise God for. Oh, hallelujah. I believe it's 2 Corinthians. It says, I reckon the sufferings of this present time not any worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. Ain't nothing to compare with the glory that shall be revealed on that other side. Hey, I don't matter what you go through here. He also said another place, light afflictions worketh. He said, these light afflictions are but for a moment. Worketh for us a far more. And exceedingly, guess what? Eternal. Wait, a what? Glory. Whew. Eternal weight of glory. Can I say in closing again? He called us into his eternal glory. And he prepared it, and he's preparing us for that eternal glory. And he's going to bring us, because he said he brings many sons. I better read that in Hebrews 2:10. The Holy Ghost has reminded me of that. Hebrews 2:10. It says, for it became him for whom are all things, and by whom all things, and bringing, I like this, many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. I'm going to tell you something. We suffer with him, we reign with him. He suffered for us, we may suffer for him. We'll reign with him. Glory to God. We go to the prison with him. Yeah, we can go to the palace with him. Because he won't ever forsake you, nor forsake you wherever you may have to go. Hallelujah. He's God. Glory to God. So he's bringing many sons into glory. Folks, he's got a wonderful place prepared for us. It's wonderful to think about the streets of gold and gates of pearls. And I thought about it a lot of times. We'll kill ourselves down here in this world trying to get a little gold. I saw on the news the other day somebody grabbed some gold nuggets. I don't know what they are. And run out in the back of a truck and took off with them. I don't know if they caught him or not. There was gold in there. I thought to myself, if you just knew you wouldn't have to steal none, we got plenty waiting on us. Streets of gold, gates of pearls, walls of jasper. But you know what's better than that? Jesus. He gonna outshine it all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We worry about sometimes we be putting in the dark. Current may go off. Get so cloudy you can't see hardly in the house without it. Even if it's in the daytime. But you know what? One day we're going to have a light and he's going to be the Lamb. The Lamb's the light. Never go out. Brightness of his glory. Hallelujah. Folks, we got a Savior. And he's called us unto his eternal glory. He wants to share it with you. We should have had eternal shame and did have it. But he gave us and come to us as all his grace brought it. Brother Raymond gave us his eternal glory. Hallelujah. That's the only place you're going to get any. That's it. I can't give it to you. This priest can't give it to you. Nobody else can give it to you. Nobody but Jesus. It's his. It's his. Would you stand with me?